All right, finally, here we go. I had to start the recording and mute everybody. We're all set. Ladies and gentlemen, we are very fortunate on this tax day. Happy tax day, everybody. Hopefully you've paid your taxes or filed an extension. We are very fortunate from the St. Rose office to have Mr. Tim Dunn. Tim, you need to hit *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. *6, please.
And we're there.
And there he is. Welcome to the show.
And we're live.
And we're live. All right, my man, tell us a little about yourself, how long you've been doing this, maybe how you did last week at the awards, too.
Sure. I'll be happy to. I've been in the industry approximately 8 years. Just prior to entering the real estate industry, I was an executive for Johnson & Johnson and a company called Neostrata for the better portion of 17 years, where I managed 5.5 states of skincare retail with over 300 retail locations, and I was a national point for Nordstrom, Sephora, and Ulta stores. So I had that that business corporate, you know, background and acumen stepping into real estate. Came into real estate due to injuries and needing to do something else, and found that, you know, after just sitting by myself for a minute, I really love architecture and I loved interior design. So, and I love how helping people is just ingrained in me naturally. So I thought real estate would be a great avenue, and it's been wonderful. I love this industry. I love the people. It's fantastic. And yes, last year, I was in Chairman's Club Gold for the year of 2023, and number 8 company wide, and I think number 3 in my office, but don't quote me.
Yes, I think you are correct on all 3 of those. Congratulations, man.
Thank you very much. 2023 was a great year, and looking forward to all of 2024.
It seems to me, because, you know, we've been coaching together forever, and it seems to me that this year started off a little better for you than last year, right?
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
In different ways. Personally, you know, it did. I was while I was working, I was mentoring some college students from the UK through the month of January, and then also focused on my business, and that seemed to spring forward quite a bit. So I'm really grateful.
Awesome. Now, your business background with Johnson & Johnson and so forth, do you think that was very helpful for you in this business?
For me, it was very helpful because
if
I was in skincare retail, and anybody who's seen cosmetics, it's like dealing with high school students who are middle-aged. And I've seen fallen meltdowns from people in the middle of a store. So being able to navigate different personalities was really key for me. I used to also build and manage multiple freelance teams across the West Coast. And then also the business side of things and being able to look at it from a different perspective and navigate what is needed and be able to project a year, I think was very helpful.
Okay, good. All right, and your love of architecture and helping people. This is a great business to do that in, especially with you've probably noticed now you've been in the business what, like 7 years, right? 6-7 years.
I'm in my eighth.
Eighth
right now,
year.
Yeah.
Wow. Holy cow. You've probably noticed that some of your competition isn't as professional and so forth as you are.
On a daily basis, unfortunately. When I came to this industry, because of where I came from, I had an expectation, and
right.
I was completely disillusioned. I think, you know, just trying to get an agent to answer their phone quite a number of times when I was just starting was just frustrating. I kept thinking to myself, do they really want to do business? I have a viable offer here, and, you know, nothing, just crickets. So it really, I had to shift a bit in my mindset there. It's been a lot of shifting, you know. I think you and I, though I've been in the industry going on in my eighth year, I think we count, what, four due to surgeries that I had.
Right.
And then when I was starting off, you know, a lot of people were internalizing the scripts and just jumping on the phones. And I just didn't feel confident with what I was selling, you know, in the industry just quite yet at that point. So what I did for myself is I flipped my business into open houses and created my own retail store, if you will. And because I'm used to that, I was so used to that environment. So I was able to just springboard with that and made a great six-figure income from that alone. But it was just, anyway, of course, it was diligent and also took a lot of extra time. These listings you can take more listings, of course, with less time. But, you know, I think that was, for me, it was great really focusing on buyers and those open houses that first year or so. It aided me a lot in learning the business and also being able to navigate different situations that would arise within this industry and then transition into more listings from there.
Right. Well, good. Yeah, it's such a unique business, and you know, I'm not digging on the other agents, but someone who comes in like yourself, professional, treats you like a real business, it's not surprising for me, especially with your people skills and so forth, to have you shine in the business. And you treat it like a real business. You show up every day, you make phone calls, you do you do open houses. You're proactive, and that is the, you know, probably, you know, you've seen even in our company, and our company is a little different, but still, you see people come in, they leave because they're not willing to take those proactive steps, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, 100%. Excuse me. And I also work my business to serve others. I mean, just I intrinsically love helping people. So if I focus on that and, you know, remember that it's not about me, it's about them. And whether I'm listing or, you know, working with a seller or a buyer, if I just focus on their needs and wants, you know, business comes and, you know, the gains will come. And I find for myself, you know, the more people I can help, sure, my revenue will increase, but that will also allow me in turn to help even more people. So I just really focus on others, you know, and stay positive.
That's the key. I mean, that's your – I mean, a lot of people don't understand. That's your fiduciary responsibility as a real estate agent, is to put other people's needs in front of your own.
100%. But, yes, a lot of people don't realize that, at least from my personal experiences.
Right. Absolutely. All right, cool. So, and what else? Anything else going from the corporate world, business world? I mean, you went from the entertainment world to the corporate world. You know, anything else that you've noticed when you get into real estate that just stuck out at you right away? It was like, ooh, I didn't expect that.
The scripts, right off the bat.
Okay.
And the importance of them. You know, they, right off the bat, you know, I was used to speaking to so many people and making calls. That wasn't the issue. But once you get them on the phone, now what? What do you say?
Right.
And these scripts are fantastic because once you internalize them, they become a part of your natural way of speaking, a natural conversation, and you know they don't sound like a script anymore. You know, between the listings, the expireds, the listings, the FSBOs, just list, just sold, circle prospecting, and objection handlers, they all make sense, and they're all wonderful. Once you internalize them, it's even better.
Right.
So much better.
It's just you talking at that point. And I would say what you're describing is the pattern, the open-ended questions, repeating, approving, asking the next question. That pattern, even though it sounds robotic, it's really not, because it really allows you to get in a conversation with people, dig deep, find out what's going on, let them know you're listening by repeating and improving. That's the, I think that's the thing you're describing.
Yes, and you're spot on. You know, lets them know that you're listening by repeating and improving. Also lets them know that you're caring about what they have to say.
Right.
And that's building that trust, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The trust and rapport that's necessary. I mean, think about it. I mean, I don't know. I got in this business early on, right after 2 years of college. And it just made sense that this is such a big deal that paying attention, being enthusiastic, has got to be part of the process. Otherwise, why would they want to use you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, cool. So let's get to that, my favorite part, which is the three things. So if you could, do it all over again, or what you learned, or advice you'd give them, whether they're brand new, trying to take it to the next level, the three most important things to focus on to really be successful in this business.
Well, I'd like to touch on one more, Adam, before I jump into that.
Sure, go right ahead.
You know, especially for new agents, I know you've always had the saying, don't be a secret agent. And many people have that same saying, okay. And it's really true. So, you know, make sure you're getting out in front of people, whether it be your sphere, people you know, like, know, and trust. Join a networking group. Go to different networking events. And just talk to people. I've gained so much business just by doing that. It's really interesting. So if you can get in the forefront of people, just beyond social media, because I also market on social media, but
absolutely.
Beyond that, actually getting in front of people, and even if you feel uncomfortable but want to start door knocking to create more of that comfort zone of being, you know, in front of other people, that's a great way to start. So my three
love
things,
yes.
think, for me, is set clear goals, goals that you want to achieve that are obtainable, that you think are realistic, but they need to be clear goals and a path to do that. Internalize your scripts. Make sure you're well-versed in them and they can become conversational to you naturally. And stay positive and be consistent. The positivity, you know, is catching. It transfers to other people as well. And the consistency will gain your momentum and get you to your goal.
Okay, cool. All right, cool. All right, so, I think the journey of real estate for a lot of people, I think, is, it's something that that they have to, focus on every single day. I guess what I'm trying to say is I filter in there some, like daily things like that you do to make sure that you keep your pipeline full.
Well, I have a goal for my calls, and mm-hmm. my calls include, expire, whatever I'm working on that day. It could be expireds, could be expireds in circle prospecting, deflated just solds, and then my sphere, past clients, current clients, always, asking for business, setting up coffee dates or lunch dates with people. Again, getting in front of more people on a daily basis to increase my revenue. And getting out there, like I said, in networking events. But that's part of my daily process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then still reading my scripts.
Yeah, the scripts are important. And I think once you have the pattern down, it's important, and people don't realize how well they actually work, because most people look at them and go, I could never say that. And I don't know if you had that experience at first, but I think that once you use them and you see how well they work, it changes your mind instantaneously.
1,000%. And yes, at first I did have that pushback internally.
Yeah.
But once
I did too.
I dove into it and heard someone else saying it in a conversational manner. Oh, this makes all the sense in the world. Just a light bulb went off.
Yeah. I think once you realize the scripts are designed for people who are moving, And it really brings out, because they're questions that people who are moving would think of. You know, how long have you been there? Well, you know, I've been here 7 years now. Where'd you move from? You know, so it's, and you're getting the backstory, gaining rapport, which you kind of described earlier about winning their trust and becoming their agent is getting in rapport with them.
Well, absolutely. It's really key.
Okay, cool. All right. Now, you mentioned, you know, talking to people and meeting people for coffee or dinner or whatever, you know, just all these proactive events, all these proactive things that you do. And I think that you also still do a healthy amount of open houses, don't you?
I haven't recently, though I've taught some classes on them, but occasionally, yes, I will still do the open houses. And I've run across some people that don't think that they really generate business for some odd reason, but perhaps it's the approach. You know as well as I do, Rick, you know, I've done open houses and gained many clients just from open houses. Even there was that one you usually like me to talk about where.
Yeah, tell them that story. That's a great story.
Well, I conducted an open house, and, you know, in my previous life, both in both at J&J and especially the entertainment industry, which was most of my life, that you never know really who you're talking to. And I conducted an open house and gratefully had someone with me, which for me is rare, but that people were coming in droves to this open house in a guard-gated community, which, again, was also very rare. And it was great. I was able to build some rapport with some people and get their information and being able to follow up with them. And that was on a Saturday. On Monday, I received a call that someone who attended the open house wanted a second look. And I remember them very well. They were very dressed down and very plain in appearance and just normal people. And which is not wrong with that. They just looked very unassuming, I guess, is where I'm going with this. And give them the tour and open up the door, and they had like a Mercedes sports car that I think is only, there was only like a thousand of them made or something in front of the house. And I thought, wow, well, there you go. And they called me up. They wanted me to put an offer in on the house for them. Then they wanted me to list their house. Then I gained another buyer in the same community from that open house. And while I was helping them purchase the house, the next door neighbor saw how well I was taking care of their clients and had me list their house as well. And then that buyer asked me to sell their house. So it's, you know, you never know what the chain of events are. I conducted an open house where the neighbor across the street, the open house I was doing was very understated, and that's being kind. And the neighbor across the street asked me if I would come take a look at their house to see what the value is. And they had every bell and whistle in their home. And they were people that are used to for sale by owner. They really didn't see the value in realtors. However, they asked me to sell their home, and I did so for the highest valuation in that subdivision in a decade. And since then, I've sold three other homes for them.
Mm.
So you never know.
Well, think about that. Okay, so the key words there, you started off with a couple that were unassuming, meaning, you know, don't judge a book by its cover, especially in Las Vegas, especially in life, period. You know, because it's the right thing to do. What's that? Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. I thought I heard you say something. It's the right thing to do. And then it just led into multiple transactions. And that doesn't happen unless your customer service is incredible. So congratulations to you. Your customer service must be great. And I know it is, but I'm letting everyone else know. You have to be great, and you got to under-promise and over-deliver and show up and do what you say you're going to do. And then they tell their friends. And then some of them, like you say, the neighbors just see it on their own. It's incredible.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. You know, like the old Breck commercial, mail to your friends and mail to your friends and so on and so on.
Right, exactly. And that first couple, the unassuming couple, you eventually became really good friends with them, didn't you?
Yes, actually. As a matter of fact, I think 6 months. They're a wonderful couple. They were in their 60s and 70s, now going towards 80. And
wow.
6 months later, they asked me to be the best man at their wedding.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
It was really wonderful. They're great people.
That is great. That just goes to show, what can happen. A lot of these some of the best agents I've ever coached, they have some of their best friends that are their clients and so forth. Now, just goes to show, what kind of, business that you're doing when they ask you to do stuff like that. So congratulations to you, and it's a tribute to what you're doing. So congrats.
Thank you very much. Yeah, to your point, a lot of people have their friends referring them. But for me, it was rather hard when I came back, though I, was well-known as an entertainer in Las Vegas for many years. Everyone that I knew in Las Vegas knew me as the skincare expert, not the real estate expert. So
right.
I had to rebuild that knowledge and that trust for real estate. And now I'm getting referrals from them. That's wonderful.
And that is wonderful. That's great. All right, cool. Anything else you want to mention about things to do to be successful?
Work with Berkshire Hathaway, because we have the best training and the best support.
Well, thank you. I'm not going to argue that one. I agree with you 100%. No, it's funny you bring that one up, because especially in today's world with everything going on, the lawsuits, and I hate to talk about them, but, it's always best to be at a great brand. And that's why I've been here 10 years now. This is the best brand ever since, Warren Buffett bought Prudential, turned it into Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. It didn't take long. We're number one. And I only say that because it's true. Number one in transactions and all the different affiliates owned by Berkshire Hathaway. But it's also more secure of a place when things go wrong, like this crazy decision, in Missouri. And, so it's good to have. We have Darren working on it. We have corporate. I mean, not only are we doing the right thing, I believe, we're also protected by us when things go wrong, which is, I think, is real important.
Absolutely. And for many agents, aiding them in navigating the course, whereas perhaps other brokers wouldn't know how aiding them in navigating, the changes in the industry. So it's really important.
And I agree 100%.
And I find such value in it.
Good. Well, I really appreciate having you. You do an incredible job. Once again, like you said, you teach those open house classes. You did many of them for me at Success Series. I always have you come in and do interviews. And, because you have a tremendous way to present. You're very open. Tell people exactly what you do, which is a great quality to have. Share with everybody. And, winners want other people to win, right?
Absolutely. I always want other people to succeed. Successes are my successes, the way I've always looked at it my entire life.
Exactly right. That's a winner mentality. And, losers want to win at other people's expense. Winners want everybody to win because, it's the old saying that, the 80-20 rule, but really today it's probably more like the 90-10 rule, which is, 90% of the business is done by 10, 11% of the agents. It's just the way it is. It used to be 80-20, but it's getting more and more to a select group of people, and they're because these people that are willing to do the things that you're willing to do to help your clients out and get them, whatever they look, top dollar or best deal in a house or whatever it is at this particular time. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot here because I believe you pretty much have always used a buyer broker agreement, haven't you?
For the most part, but yes.
Yeah.
I have for the most part.
Yeah. So this transition here is not going to be that difficult for you.
No, I see it as business as usual. We have to be transparent, and I'm always transparent with everyone at all times. Just period. I think, being able to explain it to them, to a buyer, and what it means, and really gives us more of an opportunity to show our value and what we do to aid them, as opposed to, oh, okay, I'll just help you. No, we actually have a professional service, and we aid, they have so much value that so many of them don't understand until we're halfway through, or three quarters of the way through the process. So showing that right. value up front is key and will help them to understand everything, I think.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And the thing is that the media is out there blasting it so much that, you know, it's I can even see some people going, well, we have to use this now. So they have to explain it. Right. So,
right.
Like I remember my first commission cutting objection handler was, well, will you take it at X? I don't use any numbers anymore. Will you take it at X percent? Oh, no, my broker won't let me do that. I'd get in real big trouble. Right. So that was my first objection handler for commission when I first started. But now it would be totally different based on everything that's going on.
Absolutely.
All right, my man. I want to thank you very much, Mr. Dunn, for taking your time out today. This was awesome. I'm sure, you know, we're going to blast it out as we always do, but I'm sure a lot of people got nuggets on here. And then most of the, you know, we do have a decent amount of people listen to it live. So thanks for showing up today, folks. But I would say the majority of them listen to it after on the podcast when they can listen to it at their convenience, because I get the numbers on those too. So anything, any final words you want to say here, my man?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. It's a great honor as always. And thanks to any and everyone who's made it through the entire call. I appreciate you listening.
Right. Exactly. They stayed on. You didn't hear anybody hang up because it was valuable and they all got nuggets. So thanks a lot, Tim. Really appreciate it. Bye, everybody.
Thanks so much. Have a great week.
You too. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Man.